100 years ago, you know, we got the right to vote. If we've been here longer than Brad, but he makes more because of his dad. I went all the way, you know, and I can't find my way out. And I never cared more than I do right now. So much anger. So much.
That's Nosebone, our guest this week on The Worst Little Podcast.
Who wants to be famous? Who wants to die for art?
Torino, the biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? Contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Uncle Nick.
Podcasting live from the recent past in the Dogwater Studios. High above UNR, the Truckee River, and the beautiful orange glow of smog from hot August nights. It's the Worst Little Podcast, and I'm your host. Hey, fucking Rory's here.
Hey!
Cadillac Kim's here. Chewbacca's here. Dogwater Dick in the back. But we also got Nosebone.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Oh, hell yeah.
Be there.
Do you guys still love the name? Were you second thinking it when you heard it out loud for the first time?
Absolutely what, not.
Nosebone?
Okay, good.
I don't know. A fresh band name fucking is jarring, no matter what.
Nosebone!
It is a brand new name.
All capitals.
I almost said Mudbog.
Is it really all capitals all the time? Yeah.
But I nailed it. I said Nosebone.
And future Reno legendary band, Nosebone.
That's right. Yep.
We just agreed on the name yesterday.
That's a great name.
Awesome.
Yeah, this
did you
the
agree
deadline.
On all capitals yesterday?
I just found
or
out.
Or did you just make that up?
I love it.
Nosebone.
Nosebone.
It's perfect.
You kids are creative.
You got to shout it.
Brand new band. Brand new band name. We don't know any of you or who these people are.
Can we introduce you, or would you like us to play a guessing
game? Yeah, you sound just like one of my favorite bands.
Right.
Like almost identical.
Like when they play mellower songs.
They are, so in fact, all wearing paper bags in the room with us right now, like the unknown comic.
Well, let's go around the room. Reveal yourself. Who are you and what do you play? Go!
I'm Mikey. I play the bass.
A bass player named Mikey.
You play
Mikey.
Nick's heart for a fool.
I think I'm in love.
The game's already over. We already know.
Hi, I'm Penny, and I play guitar.
Awesome.
We know a guitar player
Welcome
named
back.
Penny.
And then downstairs.
You. Yeah, I'm downstairs, Scott.
You can be any Scott. We know a lot of Scots of the drums.
So many Scott drummers.
And Scots do belong downstairs.
But nobody spells
in the
it
corner.
Like Scott.
Yes, sir.
He's the only one I know who spells his name that way.
That's so true. When you see it written, you're like, I know which Scott that is.
Yeah.
Is that really how you spell your name?
Yeah, since seventh
grade.
Like
on your birth certificate?
Since seventh grade. So that, right.
Oh,
right.
It's my seventh grade birth certificate.
Oh, okay.
Still counts.
But you guys are definitely not the Shames.
Definitely not.
Okay, good.
I mean, formerly the Shames. Like, that's just like Prince was once Prince. Shames.
The band formerly known
it's
as
kind
the
of
Shames.
An
oh, my God.
Effect.
Currently known as Nosebone.
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 Exciting.
2025.
Wow, you guys. This
oh,
is exciting.
Oh, shit.
So exciting.
New
and,
for you.
Yeah, it's been so fucking long since I've seen you play.
Yep.
I'm so stoked. We were all really excited when Nick told us.
Yeah, I was like, really?
We were like, what?
How long ago did you guys start how long ago did the Shame start? Like, has it been like, it seems like it's been
years?
Like 100 years.
Oh, nine?
No, yeah, I think only 97, years. Rick.
Okay.
It's 2009.
Okay, so that's a solid 16 years as the Shames, and now first time ever we're hearing Nosebone. This is so exciting, you guys!
Penny's head's exploding. She's trying to figure out the math right now.
Yeah,
smoke's coming out of her ears. She's like, it can't possibly be that long.
The last show that the Shames played was at a skate show.
Oh,
as a matter of fact.
Oh yeah,
the skate jam.
Yeah, it was like. Right before COVID.
Oh, shit.
That's been a long time.
Did you break all your equipment and walk away angry? No, it was just that. It was before COVID, and that was the last show.
Since so I don't... this is totally going as planned.
For real.
Oh, wait, I saw some shame shows in Los Angeles. So.
True.
Yeah.
You're a real fan?
Well, yeah, I was also the bus driver.
That was, was that with the Eddie?
Yeah.
Last Reno show, then.
Yep. Okay.
Right. That's true.
You guys, I don't know the answer to this question, so I'm curious. Where was the first Shame show?
I know the answer.
Nick's all. Nick's that kid in class raising his fucking hand. I know it.
I want to know.
My God, Nick, let somebody else answer for once in a while.
Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, it was at Pizza Reno.
Oh.
Where's
that
now?
Is some trivia.
It's no longer around.
Yeah. But where was it?
It was on Second Street, down by the Showboat.
That upstairs spot?
Who did you guys play with that night?
The Showboat.
Sexually.
The Ormsby, the Onslow.
I can't remember who we played with. I feel like it would have been somebody we'd be like, please play so we can play. Or, you know, because we were brand new. So it was like.
That was fun.
If any of our listeners know,
you guys,
leave it in the comments.
You guys were our featured band on our second podcast that we ever did.
That is
the first music ever played on the podcast.
In fact, the very first podcast, because the second was the Danielle French show. And you guys,
correct.
We played a tape of you guys on our first show.
And way back when you were one of the first bands that Dogwater Studios ever recorded. Yeah. And I remember I crammed all of you into a 9x9 foot room. And now for this show, I wouldn't let you be in the same room. So we've come a long way is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, we're way better now.
Yeah. Holy shit. Like the drums were crammed into a 9x9 foot room. That album sounds really good too. So
I think our 1 year anniversary that we recorded at Jub Jub's that never made it to air because Rick burned the tapes because me and Rory and Nick got so drunk.
No. That the Shames did play. That is correct.
That show, yes.
But no, the reason the recording of that doesn't exist is because fucking Squeaky Mike, fucking La Prairie did not plug in the goddamn Apple computer he was using to record the whole thing on.
Goddamn.
No, Rick did nothing wrong. La Prairie fucking blew it.
No, I will
go to the line on
everybody,
that line.
Everybody makes mistakes. I just want to say that.
He doesn't listen, I'm sure.
I love Mike. I'd totally throw him
it's
under
very
the
that was like
easy.
2012.
He was
show.
The guy who said, I could do this. And it totally didn't happen.
Yeah, the Statue of Limitations passed on.
So when was that? 2012?
It's a great statue.
Is that what she said?
Our 1 year anniversary? Yes, that was.
Oh, 20, fuck. Okay.
Yeah. 2010? 2011. Beginning of 2011.
Yeah.
No, we started in 2012. 2011.
So beginning of 2012.
We started
January
11.
2011, yes.
So okay. January 2012.
And that show was about February, I the think. Live show. Yeah. The end of January, something like that.
With the Gunner's daughter on that one, too?
I think that could be correct.
Yeah.
That was
sounds familiar.
A lovely night full of great music and cake.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And a podcast that didn't get recorded.
So
it was a fun night, though.
So next year's the 15th.
Lots of great questions asked.
Yes.
Next year's the 15th anniversary.
Oh.
Yep.
That is correct.
Right.
Do
we have another party
that?
To plan.
We don't care about that, do we?
We're gonna have to get Kevin Smith back on the show.
Yeah, let him know.
At least Kevin Dunn.
That's probably more like our pool these days.
Man. He'll do it. He'll do it.
Hamburger hand, will you come over the hill?
Hamburger.
Yeah. Hamburger hand.
What a joke.
Is it hamburger? Joke. Is that why it's called hamburger?
It was a giant cartoon.
It's supposed to be a
hand.
He
has
a giant cartoon
of a hamburger on the back of his hand.
Yeah. Like from Popeye, like that kind of hamburger.
No, I was just having like a weird thought. Like, why do they call them hamburgers? Because they're in your hand. Is it supposed to? Are we saying it wrong?
And it's not. And it's not made of ham.
It's not made of ham.
No.
Germans call their hands ham.
Is it from
I'm from, we call it steamed hams.
When we were fighting the Nazis, did we call them freedom burgers? I don't know.
They were invented in Frankfurt. No, like the Hamburg.
Hamburg.
Hot dogs were invented in Frankfurt. That's why they're Frankfurters and hamburgers.
And then the Earl of Sandwich.
You're on the right track with the Germany
made
thing, but
the sandwiches.
Didn't have nothing to do with the Nazis.
Mm. And was it the Sandwich Islands? I don't know.
Yeah. But
the Earl of
Bologna
Sandwich.
Is not from Bologna.
No.
No. And champagne is
an abomination
champagne.
From somewhere else.
You guys, bologna comes from a giant hot dog.
So maybe
That is correct.
I mean, that's
sure
like a full circle
like
thing,
it.
Mikey. That's awesome.
Have you guys ever seen pimento loaf before they turn it into a loaf?
No, no.
Oh, my God, when it's pimento goo?
There you go.
At one point, it's pimento goo.
It is.
Oh, this is your public service announcement. So maybe don't eat processed meat.
Pimento goo deodorant, band-aid.
Toss some green olive in that shit.
Yeah, and let's go plant-based.
Think of it as pate.
I honestly don't know if plant-based bologna would be even better because you got to think about the slurry that they make that out of.
Well, and the weird thing with
making a rind.
The weird thing with eating vegan and vegans working really hard to make it look like you killed an animal. I don't understand that.
Yeah,
but
even put like fingernails in there.
I mean, like, oh, gross.
Well, they look like fingernails. I don't know what they were.
It's not.
Yeah, I don't like when you get a weird, like, crunchy in your pate.
Something. Yeah.
Yeah. Very impossible whopper.
Like, oh boy, cartilage.
I had a little marrow in that one.
It's so gross.
Oh, man. So, you guys are all in a band, huh?
First time on the show is
how's it going?
Nose boner or nose bone? No, I'm kidding.
We did actually try out nose boner and hose bone.
You did. Nose boner was also on the list.
Yeah, it was.
Nice. Okay, it seems so close that
it
I
did not pass the parental like guidance.
The smell test. Yeah.
Yeah, nose bone is
it passes
more
the
mature.
Front seat test. It passes the smell test. It's pretty good.
But does it pass the smell the front seat test?
Oh. No. Very few things pass that test.
I don't pass the front seat test, so
no.
It's, yeah.
No.
All right. Well, we're happy that nose bone's here.
But nose bone does.
Hell yeah.
I mean, this is awesome. Absolutely. It was really a fun treat when we heard you guys were coming in. So yay. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Yes.
Do you guys have more than one song?
Yeah.
Let's have another one.
No, just the one.
Yay!
Podcast over.
Podcast over.
5 years, so one song. That was it. It was so good.
That goddamn song.
They just got their name yesterday. It's possible they wouldn't have a lot yet. So,
how many songs do you have? Well, for us today.
Yeah.
Like 5 or 6.
Yay.
Is that it? I don't know.
I think you have five.
To the surprise of everyone in the room.
We got 5 originals here.
Yes.
Today.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And we have other originals than this.
That are cooking.
In addition to this.
Yeah.
Very
nice.
Good. Well, let's bite off another song and see where we go from there. It's sounding so good.
We got ourselves a stew coming up here.
Yeah. Mm.
Which one are we doing?
It's my soul, but they're folk concerned. They canceled rope. It is not the baby. It is not the baby. They want control over me.
That was fun.
I think we all know what that song was.
It's a bit of a fight song.
Got a little fight in her.
Fuck those putos.
University of
kicked Lord in the leg.
Oh, yeah, that's exciting.
That was amazing.
I can't wait till your first show. Is that in the works? Yeah. What's going on with that?
Yeah, there is. You know where the Brewing Lair is in Blairsden?
Oh, fuck yeah.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, so, okay, I think it's October 4th or 5th. No, it's 4th.
Are you doing Loud in the Lair at the Lair?
Loud in the Lair, baby.
At or in, I don't
know.
Yeah, awesome.
Very cool.
Yeah.
In Blairsden?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, a little brewery right off the highway.
Nice.
It's kind of one of the coolest places to see a show.
Did you been to that festival?
Oh, I've been out there so many times. Tim and Kristen do shows out there a lot, and they always bring at least once a year one of my favorite singer-songwriters, Corey Brannan.
Yeah.
And so I go out there. Well, I started going out there because of that, but there's always live music there. They always have a food truck that's good. They brew great beer. It's free. It's out in the pines. It's just like super chill.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. It's really cool.
What a cool show for a debut.
I've seen pictures of it. Yeah. It looks like a pretty rad time, like rock and roll in the mountains.
Yeah, like. Definitely worth like a little day trip. Unfortunately, there's not like a lot of places to stay out there. Unless you camp or whatever, but like we should get like a group together.
Which direction is Blair?
Get a minivan and go.
And how long of a drive?
It's a great idea.
It's like an hour.
Oh, right.
Which way? North?
Even like
to Blairsden? Like, it's like you're going to Quincy. Yeah. So,
okay. Greigle.
Yeah. Okay. It's Greigle. Yeah.
Yeah. Before Quincy too. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, that ain't
not
that far.
Not too bad.
Yeah.
It's
Not bad at all. Like we 55 should caravan up there.
That'd be a blast.
Yeah. Be worth the trip.
Somebody's got to drive my old ass because I can't drive at night. But, you know, if I find some young eyes to drive my car, you can drive it.
You can pile in with us and we'll bring the kids.
You can bring the kids. It's all ages. It's super family friendly.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yes. Very cool.
Yeah. And they just kind of like stay open till they don't want to be anymore. Like, I've been out to parties there that, you know, it just started as a show and then you just get, you know, you just like hang out until
suddenly
the owners decide they're not having any fun anymore and then close it up. Yeah, suddenly it's 4 a.m. and you're like, shit, okay.
You got any restaurants around?
I know, right? Where'd that food truck go?
Yeah, where's the breakfast
There's
food
no
truck?
Gym boys. What the fuck?
Yeah, I'm it's seriously that so
that sounds like a
bitchy.
Great idea.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
You guys got to go.
And do you know who else you're playing with?
Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah, we're playing with Clarko. I know he's playing. And one thing I know is like Tim always doesn't do repeat bands. So it's always different every year. And a couple are, I think, are kind of out of town. But I would have to look at the text message.
So it's not actually been officially announced yet. There's no flyer or anything yet. Or has it?
Knowing Tim, it's like not like it's pretty loosey goosey and fun. Well, and it'll pop up soon.
Let us know so we can share it.
Yeah, it's a little while out.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, Tim, you don't have to have it all ready yet. Don't worry.
Sorry for throwing you under the bus, Tim.
I love you so much. Excited. He doesn't listen to this anyway.
We're not judging. But we're not like, why doesn't Tim have more together?
Come on, Tim.
Sure he does. He listens to all the episodes he's been on.
Be cool, Tim.
So what?
Sorry, we all stopped to take a drink at the same time. We're like, to Tim.
Yeah, cheers.
Van Gogh. So, like, what's the game plan for the band? Like, yeah, thinking about hitting the road or recording an
gonna
album?
Going to be a studio band,
right?
No idea.
Well, you know, we started. I don't know. Did anyone else want to take this?
You go ahead.
I was just gonna say,
like, we don't know the plan.
Well, we had started to write songs and started to do this at the end of January, and then, you know, we discussed like, yeah, let's definitely put together a recording. We're probably gonna come out with an EP here by the spring.
Nice,
very cool.
Cannot
wait for that.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I live with one of the members, so I have a little inside scoop, and I got to say, Mikey.
I didn't know you and Scott moved in together.
Yeah, yeah. Please, honey, can I come home? I'm sleeping on the couch with the cat. But no, you're like, you've been songwriting like freaking Paul McCartney or something. You just
don't
stop. No, I mean, like,
not your
just,
favorite Beatle. Like,
I meant the diligence of it, or the you know what I mean, like, she's just won't stop writing songs.
The prolific productivity.
Prolific, it's blowing my mind. That's prolific fantastic. Is definitely the word. You've been on a tear, and these songs are so great.
They're like, so good.
Wait till you hear Penny's song.
Ooh, so, we're excited songs. For that.
Is that coming up today?
Yeah, too.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
We love this music, and we're not going to do a quiz, right? So,
no.
So we should hear more. Should we hear more songs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go all for another songs. Song. Let's hear a Penny song.
That's what we got right here.
Oh, okay.
I'll be damn.
Well, shoot. How are you doing down there?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
How are you doing downstairs, Scott?
I want to hear more of your guys' songs, man. They're great. Let's
downstairs Scott is a good nickname.
Hey, Downstairs Scott. How you
that's
doing?
Me. Hey.
Hey, man.
What's this one called, Penny?
I think this is Officer Zero. This is based on a true story.
Something
Yeah.
Love it. Holy shit.
Very cool.
I'm glad I waited for that last cowbell.
Yeah.
We love cowbell.
Because that is like.
Oh, my God.
It's like the cherry on the top of the song.
That's an homage to the Shames era.
All of these songs are amazing, and wow.
Yeah.
This is what everybody has to look forward to.
Yep.
Like so live good that you're and back. Recorded. Fuck yeah.
Just my some of my favorite players doing a new thing is fucking wonderful.
Super exciting. I know. It's like, oh my God. Because when you first said this, you were like, I thought that just the Shames is going to be on, which was great. I was so excited. And then it was like, oh, as soon as you guys walked in and were like, yeah, because we're a new band now. I'm like, I forgot that you were going to be a new band. And I didn't know that we were all going to hear that together for the first time right now.
So cool.
Yeah, you haven't played a show yet. Like, so we are so fucking privileged.
And you have the full cast of, well, most of the full cast of the show.
Yeah, we're missing a couple. But...
But like a lot of the show is here. Yeah, like, and I'm never here. Cool. The universe just pulled me in today.
Well, yeah, Roy heard you guys were on and made his kids go away.
You guys have to go to Vegas.
You guys have to go to Vegas for 2 weeks. I need to see this band.
Well, why do we got to go for 2 weeks? Well, just because.
I need to talk to your mother about something.
God doesn't like questions.
The number one enemy of progress is questions.
Children, for sure, also.
Absolutely.
Are the enemy of progress.
Quote, Joe will be off for
goddamn thing.
First song on that Ice-T album.
Which is odd, because I've heard they are the future.
Though that's bullshit, though. That was like some USA for Africa.
They have Wu-Tang. Isn't
Kenny Rogers
that
and Michael Jackson are together telling you that? I don't think so.
It was Whitney Houston, you guys. She knows.
Well, yeah, that was
George
so,
Michael
yeah.
and Willie Nelson and fucking Quincy Jones, and everybody's like, yeah, Children of the Future.
There's a choice plan. Everything in our lives. It's true. We make a better day. Just who inside me have been.
Cyndi Lauper's here.
That was the better Christmas song, wasn't it? Like with Duran Duran and they.
No, that was the Bob Geldof. Yeah. Don't they know it's Christmas?
Yeah,
it's
Christmas. That one was
about
good.
Don't they little Ethiopian children know that it's? Yes, they do, but they're not Catholic or Christian,
really
so
care.
They don't care. Yeah. It's also at the equator, so it never snows there ever.
But like best keyboard flute part ever in any song.
True that.
I think that's probably the only time anybody's ever uttered that sentence, right?
But really, like,
I don't know. Jethro,
it's very close to Final Countdown, you guys.
Jethro Tull did win that Grammy over Metallica, so there was some flute.
Yeah, John Denver beat Johnny Cash for a country album of the year one time.
Yeah,
you know, Jane's Addiction, Nothing Shocking was up that year too,
as well. Yeah,
so they lost to Jethro Tull as well.
That's an incredible album.
It's not a metal album.
Yeah, but it was like a heavy metal was the category.
Heavy metal, hard rock.
Yeah,
Metallica should win heavy metal back then.
Back then.
They were shit, right? Period.
Right.
You guys listen to a lot of metal?
Only when we're in Rick's front yard.
What kind of... What are some of your favorite bands and things that you're inspired by to make this music?
That's a good question. I think
thanks for that question, Nick.
Good.
It's hold up, guys. I got an answer to it. Okay.
Yeah, let him talk. Sheesh.
I'm not a songwriter in this band, so I like taking a drummer approach. And the only thing that stokes me out is other drummers that I think are sick. One guy I'm really stoked about is that dude Mario Rubalcaba.
Mario Rubalcaba. What band is he in? Or is he in many bands?
He's in a band called Earthless. He was in that band Off with the, all the punk legends and
It's like Black Flag was insect repellent. Off is also insect repellent.
Exactly, yeah. Which is
it's
a continuation.
Skin.
It's so cool. But that's my only basis, and I'll pass it on to Mikey and Penny, and then Rick, and then Nick, and then Rory.
We'll just stick with the band today.
Kim. Yeah, too.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, Chewy, what's your approach to songwriting?
I don't get it.
I I'm a huge fan of Malk lately.
I like Malk.
Yes, ooh, everybody. So good. Yeah, if you haven't heard of them, you're Malk, just not cool.
No. All the kids are talking about it.
Vitamin R,
I
Malk.
Have good taste.
I like that first Courtesy Stitch album.
Yes, that was the best. That was the best Courtesy Stitch album. Yeah.
Courtesy Stitch.
What is that?
That actually that was real.
That had both Kevin and the other Dunn.
That is the second shout out to Kevin Dunn in this yeah. in this evening.
What, Jeff amazing. Dunn was in it, or
it was Kevin Dunn, his and brother. Oh, his brother
Jimmy
yeah.
Dunn or whatever.
Oh, yeah. No. Mr. Dunn, what is his name?
The Dunns.
Yeah, I'm blanking Darryl on his
Dunn?
Brother.
Daryl Dunn.
Daryl Dunn. I'm so sorry. Yeah. From Goldie Hawn.
Yeah,
he was
yeah.
in Goldie Hawn.
He became a dean, man.
He was the dean at our kid's school last
no
year.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, he
good
went real
him.
Legit. Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck.
He's good. A great guy.
Dude, he I'm deserves not. It. He's fucking awesome.
I rub my eyes and I go, Daryl?
Dump your boyfriends,
it's
dude.
Dean
that
now.
Was the shit.
Dump your boyfriends was rad.
It's Dean. Dean, dump your boyfriend? It's Daryl?
Dean, dump your boyfriend.
That is awesome. Okay.
It was awesome.
If any of you are listening and you get a shout out on the podcast, we expect a shout out in return. So please mm-hmm.
yeah.
comment.
So yeah, he needs to get on the
I just want to know if you're listening.
The public address system at the school.
This show only yes. works with listeners like you. Please check out our Patreon page.
Kick down.
Patreon.com
well, yeah, /worstlittlepodcast.
Yeah. We never plug
for
that.
$5 a month or more, you can get the additional episode where you got to hear a whole nother song from this brand new band.
Oh, wow. Man.
And
it's
Patreon,
killer.
Patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast. And we will send you that short show and the additional song
yeah.
every
wow.
week.
Wow.
And remember,
exclusive.
Kids, you get what you pay for.
Those shows are always fun.
It's not that short, by the way.
You get to hear like exclusive stuff and little secrets from the bands.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And from the hosts.
And we said
that you may not want to know, but we're happy to tell you anyway.
Our stuff is on the Patreon.
So. Honestly, yeah, because we only awesome. Know like 15 of you are listening.
Yeah, and then so we get crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
We get a little loose.
It is very strange, though, when you're like out in the wild and you like run into a Patreon listener.
Stinky.
And they come up and they talk to you about it. And you're like, oh, fuck, I really didn't think anybody was
somebody
listening.
Somebody actually is hearing that. Yeah,
I didn't even know that.
It's like, a better show okay? if we don't know anybody's listening.
So this goes out to all of you. Wannabe internet creepers, join us on our Patreon page.
It's worth it. Yeah. You subscribe to some like douchey Call of Duty streamer on Twitch for $5 a month. Why not help us
smash
out?
Smash that yeah. like button.
Yeah.
Ring that bell.
I can subscribe.
Give
you
us
guys.
5 stars on iTunes.
No, just give us $5.
And we pass it on to the bands who record it every week.
Mm-hmm. No, we don't.
Well, in a way,
pass
we do.
Pass it on to Rick.
And then I stay cheap. So yeah. in a way, yep. it really does.
Yeah,
help
and then Dogwater stays in business.
Yes,
yeah.
that's it. Does really work that way? Kind of.
Do you spell dog water with the H2O or with the water?
In the very beginning, I got one of my emails is dog H2O, and then I played with the idea of if I ever got a like license plate, I could have dog H2O. But I think somebody probably already has that.
Oh.
But the name of it originally was dog water, all spelled out from a sign.
Okay.
In Virginia,
yeah,
City.
In Virginia City, there was a painted window on the like
firehouse?
Gas station. I don't
I've
know what
that.
It was, and it said dog water in these cool letters.
And there's a bowl underneath
because
it,
there
full
was
of water
for dogs. That's why. And then also the Simpsons Halloween episodes when the Krusty the Clown doll that goes crazy sticks Homer's face in the dog water bowl and then for and he's going blah, 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 and he lifts him up for a second and he gasps air and says ew dog water and that I felt like it sounded like I wanted it to sound crappy like nobody would want it. That
I have
goal.
Another one yeah. too. In Ren and Stimpy, the waiter served dog water to customers in one of the little side episodes or something.
Nice.
Your dog water, sir. We should get that clip. We should use that for a drop.
It's like reverse psychology then, Rick, because everybody fucking loves you and everybody wants to be part of dog water.
But in the beginning,
doing the best you can with what we got.
When people like the Shames trusted me, I really had no clue what I was doing. It was just a complete like.
Those
yeah.
records are all badass, so
yeah, they
all
come sound out good.
Yeah. I'm so happy with it. There were some ones I wasn't happy with, but I still love this. People.
What's your favorite album that Rick recorded for you? What's like the best? Like, what has the most bangers on it?
You know what I really liked was some of the sound bites on the record, on the Green record, the Something Sticky, and didn't Rick help with some of that?
No. Did Rick not record enough of you for me to ask that question?
Well, no, I would say the self-titled album.
CD?
Yeah, so the one with 13 tracks on it. Sure, he mastered the... Yeah, he mastered the...
It was one of the first times ever that somebody came back to me and was like, we're happy with the mix. I was like, you're what?
Yeah, I think it was just the first.
You don't want your money back?
It's just working out.
I love you.
And I was like, I was like $5 an hour back then or something. It was great. It was a good time.
And we made our album for $35.
Yes, that's amazing.
Like, here you go.
and a pot of coffee.
I'm going to put all the drums and both guitar cabinets in this 9x9 foot room, and Cyril's just like drenched, covered in sweat, like because it's 1,000 degrees. that was rough.
That's good times.
Yeah. This is around that you would take solo artists with an acoustic guitar and put them in a closet, unventilated closet with soundproofing on the walls and doors.
When they stop playing, you know they've run out of air.
Just trust me.
And I was
this would be great, you guys.
Don't record in July because you get to like 2 minutes, 30 seconds into a song and have to stop, open the door, and then pick it back up at the refrain.
When you have a home studio, you have to experiment with using the house. And this sometimes comes at the cost of the comfort of the artist. Yeah. And then, like, I also tried putting like the closet doors in the middle of the room so that it would like section off an area to be a vocal booth, and that was terrible. Also, I realized it was terrible when somebody screamed really loud, and I realized it sounded like dog crap,
dog water,
so, yeah. not dog water.
Yeah. Far worse, something even a dog wouldn't drink.
Yeah. I don't know. My dog has like licked a lot of weird shit. So
I used to have a golden retriever that just ate cat shit out of the cat box.
Oh,
all the
time. Yeah,
Kitty Roca, like Almond Roca.
Well, what the hell's wrong with you?
The Chihuahua's a connoisseur of that as well.
Yes.
I think what really a lot of fun I had at Rick's, just like learning how to record and stuff, because I was newer at that time, and we did record in the bathrooms and vocals
fun.
And stuff, and
at the
tried
old
all kinds
Nelson
of
house
things.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun, lots of fun.
All that experimenting, all those early albums were just like there was so much experimenting. There was so much like now I'm gonna try this, now I'm gonna try that, and then in the end you kind of figure out, oh, the dumb easy way that everybody else does it actually does sound the best. And then you're like, I'm sorry.
There's a reason it's the dumb easy way everybody does.
Yes, and this you mean this $100 mic just set in front of the middle of the cabinet actually makes the best sound? That's weird. And before that, like we're miking the side of the cabinet, we're miking the back of the cabinet, we're miking the front of the cabinet 6 feet out, front of the cabinet 3 feet out, front of the cabinet 1 inch out, front of the top of the cabinet, and now we're getting the back, and we're also going to get a DI, and all 7 of those tracks must be on every single song. Like, we can't ever take one out. It was madness, and it just sounded like phasey garbage.
That
was awful.
Rick, how did you learn this? Really, was it trial by fire? You just decided you wanted to do it and like learned on the go? Or like, you didn't have anybody, you weren't an intern for anyone?
No.
I read
a lot of books, and back then there wasn't like a lot of podcasts.
No, we didn't have the internet even really like it is now.
Barely had. So I really was reading books that people wrote that I bought as physical books.
Rick's friend Katie gave him a portable PA system at one point to help use for her band.
It was one of those Fostex. Oh yeah, the portable PA system and a Fostex 16 track recorder.
And
unit.
I remember when you brought those home. And we're so excited. You put them in the room, and before you even like set it up or plugged them in, you curled up with those manuals and read them at night with like cups of tea, like anybody else would like read a murder mystery before bed. Rick is reading a tech manual, like going over all the electrical diagrams with his fingers.
When I was a kid, we would always open up the toy and just start playing with it. And my stepdad Sherman would say, you know, he would say, what would Sherman say, Gina? It would be like, you know, you could always read the directions. Like it's all, but he had a funnier way of saying it. I forgot what it was. It's a, you know, novel concept. You could read the directions. But later, when I got into that era, Kim, I was the kind of person that would get an incredible piece of equipment, some really cool thing that I was going to use. And I would get it, open up the box just enough to take the manual out, and then sit down and read the entire manual from beginning to end.
And the PA manual was like thicker than your thumb and had like the Bible page thin paper kind of thing. And this is the-
Oh, man.
And this is how you plug in the speakers. Yeah. And this is how you do the thing. Yeah. And then the Fostek thing was like, and you can only do this many. You can
that
do
that one.
It's got 36 channels, but you can only do eight at
you
one time.
So
and
you got so angry at it so many times.
Oh, that was tough. And then when a DAW came out,
you were still
I was
drinking
like,
then too?
Yes, and my alcoholism was ramping up at this point. So I was starting to drink more and more and more. And that's why nothing ever happened. I would have these things laying around and nothing ever happened. And then I would have like pie in the sky ideas and little like one, we'd just try some fun thing like the songs that we made with all of our housemates.
Yeah, those
were
the bad
a lot of
name
fun.
That we can't talk about.
We can't even say the bad name on the show anymore. We thought it was really funny at the time, though.
We did a great cover of Mindless Self-Indulgence song.
So awesome. I haven't heard that in years. I would love to hear that. Yeah, and then I got sober, you guys, and all of a sudden
it got better.
I was able to do whatever I want, and all the money I was spending on booze and weed I started mm-hmm. spending
not
on microphones.
Not to mention the time that you had to do it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you
yes.
lose so much time when you
And I would no longer yeah. just freak out and start telling everybody to go fuck themselves. I could actually stay patient and happy no matter what the situation was and work 16 hours straight and
magic.
Not freak out.
Yeah, a couple shots and you're like, hey, you know what? Go fuck
you.
Yourself.
Yeah,
go
you
home.
Know what? If I smash all my equipment, can
alone.
I stop doing this?
I hate you.
Yeah, that's the way it used to be.
Give me money. I
feel like I have totally taken over your guys' show.
Sorry, I asked. Right. I asked.
But you guys are the
questions.
Beginning of my
all.
Studio. It's totally linked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're family here.
We have history.
So the beginning of Dogwater, obviously the Shames. And then, so Rick, were you sober by the time you started recording the Shames and like doing those professionally kind of?
Yes, all of the recording happened. Oh, okay. And it began, I got sober and then 2 years. And I had dabbled with things while I was drunk, but nothing ever panned out. Nothing was ever real. Nothing ever went really far. It was all like always like tainted.
Projects.
And then I got sober. It was awful. And I rebuilt my psyche in recovery groups and changed the way I thought about everything and stayed sober for almost 2 years. And then 2 years into being sober is when the studio really began to happen. So it's easy for me to remember that the beginning of my recording, what you would call Dogwater Studios, even at that time it wasn't an actual business, that began 2 years after I got sober. And I've been sober for 19 years.
Oh, wow.
Congrats on that, brother.
Yeah, congratulations.
Good job, Rick.
Well, we've all benefited from getting to work with you. And
yeah, I don't know what
this great music.
Reno music would be without you, really, honestly. Aww. Like you've helped prop a lot of bands up, and I know that the podcast has done a lot of important work too, but like you provide, you know, an affordable, you know, accessible option for bands like local bands to record. Who would never get an opportunity probably otherwise
my own
to record
band
an album
that has no business being recorded or promoted has had a lot of great experiences with Rick.
That band is awesome.
Come see One Ton Dooley
August 24th, 10 years of One Ton Dooley.
It's the 23rd.
That's on the poster, right? We have no business being recorded.
We have 11 recorded songs. Come see some of them.
Yeah, we have no business being a band for 10 years, but here we are.
We've written one song a year.
That's it. We average one song a year. Not like Nosebone. He's like one song a week.
I'd actually kind of like to hear some more Nosebone songs.
Wouldn't that be great if we got back to them, if we got off me?
I'd love that. But as much as we appreciate you, Rick, we do have guests.
Yes, Rick, the last time you told me to get off you, we were camping.
Here we go.
Downstairs, sorry. Scott, are you
let's
there?
Hear some music.
Scott's left. He's like, I'm done with you guys.
I just came back. I got you guys all Taco Bell and Del Taco.
Thank you.
There's a whole spread down here for you guys.
Downstairs,
all the sauces.
Scott, you're the best.
Wanna say I'm a piece of shit. why I let them in. Why I let them take my mind. See me talking to myself. I'm just trying to work it out.
Wow!
Nice, you guys.
Fuck yeah! That's an ass kicker,
dude. Mikey, I'm just enjoying having a front seat view to your basing.
Thank you.
And your fingering. No, but you're,
easy.
Your left hand. Your left
don't
hand.
Don't be gross,
you know,
Jamie.
I. But that's what they left hand fingering. That's like a real thing.
Hey, tell me about it.
But no, I really am though enjoying watching you play. Like, damn, you're,
oh, yeah. You too.
Yeah, I've watched you play a lot of times over the years, you know, at shows and on the podcast and stuff. You've really come a long way.
Thanks.
Yeah, yeah.
You've always been like so badass since I've known you.
And one of the funniest fucking people I've ever known in my life. Mm. Oh my gosh.
Shut up. I'm so glad I came tonight.
No, Mikey is one of the funniest people from my neighborhood, which is a funny ass neighborhood.
We've known each other a long time.
Yeah. I've known Mikey since she was my daughter's age, and my daughter's 13.
No shit.
I've known Mikey. We were talking about it tonight. I've known Mikey since she was in like seventh grade.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you go to school together? Are you the same
age?
No,
I dropped out by the time she started high school, I think. Mm-hmm. But
she's my brother's friend.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was good friends with her older brother.
Mm-hmm.
But Mikey, we were always at his house, and Mikey was always around, so he was always a cool-ass kid.
And I think it's okay to say now, it was okay to go to your house when we cut school.
Oh, yeah. That was with the place, yeah. After I dropped, I still lived across the street from the school, so that was the place to go
the
to
one
cut
you set
school.
Fire to.
So I had people who came over first period.
You were the bad kid with the garage.
Yeah, the cops would come sometimes at lunchtime.
He didn't even have to be home.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just go there.
Well, Mikey had VIP access because she was best friends with my girlfriend at the time, and they were just allowed to come and go.
Those were the days.
Yeah, the good times.
Fancy free, and then all these years later,
yeah,
Mikey's this kick-ass rock and roll musician
with
a Penny who fucking rules.
Badass. Well,
you were in that killer band with Mark Ernest.
Yeah, you're into Vitriolics.
Vitriolics.
Yes. I love that band. I used to work the door for you guys at the jazz club, and you guys were always like my favorite band during that time.
That was the first. That was where I saw the Vitriolics, I think, for the first time.
We got to play
time.
With Dead Moon.
Yes.
Yeah.
The jazz club.
Yeah,
that was rad.
Why is this the first time I'm hearing about that? That's crazy.
It was pretty amazing.
Dead Moon, huh?
Many layers to the Penny Onion.
Yeah, you kicked ass then too. You guys are both been around forever and just kicking ass.
You got to know Fee. I see Fee for fucking book club every week, and Fee never stops talking about the Vitriolics album. She's like, "Oh my god, I wish to God I could still get a copy of that, and nobody will give
one.
Me a copy."
I live
of that.
Three doors down, and I will gladly put it on the cassette. So
you have one?
You have to like just drop off a copy.
Of course,
of
Chewy
that.
Has it.
Mm-hmm. He's the archivist.
Fee would be so excited.
It. Throw it up on the pod, dude.
Okay, well, I'll leave it in my mailbox and.
Maybe do it
she
on.
She can stop by and grab it sometime.
Our listeners will have to.
I'll just throw it in the yard when I'm driving to work.
Seriously,
no. It sounds like it's probably like one of the last recordings. Like, don't give.
Yeah.
You got to treat it tenderly.
Make a copy.
Make a copy, and then
bring it
play
to Rick.
It on the
let him digitize
mixtape show.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't got a good tape player anymore.
Do we ever play that on a mixtape? I feel like we might have once.
Mark was on one time doing something else, and he brought that as a gift to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we've got.
We've played a recording of Vitriolics on the show at least once.
Yeah, I think so. You can put that in the search bar. I think it'll pop up. At least.
Well, I've never heard it. I'd love to hear it.
Yeah,
might have been a fun ass rock and roll.
You guys played that Dead Boy song, right? Yeah.
And they did Gloria.
Yes, very good version of that.
Mark would fall to the ground screaming, frothing at the mouth.
Yeah. That was a fun bar, that jazz club. The crazy ass shit would happen. I'd work the door, and you're right there on East 4th Street, and that was East 4th Street in 2001. It was a gnarly place.
The most tiny and uncomfortable bathroom original to the building from the 1820s or whatever it was. Yeah.
Now it's the Jesse.
They didn't have bathrooms in the
1820s. Oh, is that what it is? Yeah. Oh, true. So it was Lounge before that. I liked it when it was a music venue. Yeah. I mean, it's like nice now. Like the tacos are all right. But like it's fancy
Lincoln
and
Lounge
expensive.
Was rad.
It's like
before that it was a jazz club. Before that it was a place called the Last Dollar Bar.
And then it was the neighborhood bar at one point in time.
Maybe.
That was when I got here.
Yeah.
I got kicked out of there with Brooke Walker for not having in-state ID.
Yeah, damn right you did.
Which was strange considering that they were two blocks away from a large international casino.
If you got an ID, I don't give a fuck what it says on it. Just have
right.
an ID.
They just didn't want you in there,
and
Rory.
When the cops show up, just don't pretend you don't have it all of a sudden.
Show me something. Show me something.
That's the correct answer because I think our blue hair spikes and shaved heads probably
were you a little...
We were a little punk rocky looking.
That wasn't me.
Hey, guys, I have a question for downstairs Scott.
Yes.
Is there an upstairs Scott?
Have you played drums in any other bands?
That's a good question.
Well, hold on. Can I address something real quick?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I wanted to ask if... okay, never mind, actually. I don't want to do it.
Now you have to.
Okay.
Come on. Yeah, you got way too far into that question.
I think that one of my really old bands might have played one of the last shows, or it was our first show at the Reno Jazz Club, and we were called Oververt.
Yes!
And, I remember Oververt.
Yeah, and we played with this band where the singer wore this pig mask, and he, like, showed this floodlight. He, like, hit everybody with a floodlight.
That's great. That's what you want.
Like blinding the audience.
Do you guys know what that band was?
I can't even tell you.
Okay.
I like it.
But did he squeal like a pig? I think was it hell something? Like Hellbound or Hell?
It's crazy. They had custom grills on their guitar cabs and their bass cabs and stuff too, but I can't remember.
It might have been a band passing through town from another town, maybe?
It could have been.
Did the singer do squeals? Like squeal?
Yeah, he had a crazy range.
Yeah.
It sounds familiar.
I hope that becomes a drop.
I mean, if that was a local band, we would remember that.
That sounds.
Sounds like War Maggots, but that was not.
It was War Maggots was before that.
Yeah. Again, right. If anybody is listening to this podcast and knows the answer, leave it in the comments. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, because I think it might. But it's been too long. But, Mikey, thank you for asking. I played in this band Z28s. That was really cool.
Cool name.
It was a cool band. It was kind of a gnarly band, but and then played in some other bands too. Eddie and the Subtitles.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Black Sin.
Who are they? Where are they from?
Fullerton, California, and then Reno.
And also currently, if people don't know, you're the bass player in Elephant Rifle.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Good gig.
Yeah.
When did you start playing drums, Scott?
I started when I was in high school, and then I gave it up for like 10 years, and then I started again. And...
like a drug, like you're off the wagon. Like that's how you said it.
I know. Well,
drumming relapse.
I always tell people who get frustrated at playing the drums, like because it's really hard to like get into and it's really vulnerable.
It's very physical. Like,
yeah, and it's so physical, and it's just like I felt that. I was just like, I'm not ready to play drums in a band. I need to. I don't know. Basically, anybody who wants to play drums in a band, it could take a minute. Some people are natural at it, and it's fucking really hard, but then once you get it, you could really get in the pocket, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, you certainly have.
Aww. Yeah, you're a great drummer.
You're a kick-ass fucking drummer. Yeah.
Thanks so much.
And those drums are boomy as fuck.
Your pocket is bigger than on a pair of Jenkos.
So you play That's bass good. Too, but like, were you playing bass in those 10 years you stopped playing guitar? I mean, stopped playing drums?
Yeah, my brother was a bass player, so I played bass because he was cool.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's a good reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were we getting up about the time when
we are getting really close?
Oh,
so yeah, well, we got.
And how many songs we got left?
We got a couple more songs.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do a song. Come back and do the last song as the outro.
Hey!
That was rad.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking awesome. Kick ass, dude.
So good to hear you guys.
Hell yeah.
So you got the Loud at the Lair coming up.
Yes, yes.
October, what was that?
4th.
October 4th.
10-4.
Brad.
All right.
Good buddy. Buddy day.
Yeah. All right. And do you got any shows coming up, Cadillac Kim, for the people?
Yeah, Thursday. Definitely go out and support Loudest Folk at the museum. It's first Thursdays. It's the crux. Spike knows how to fill out a lineup. And I, even if I don't even know the band or I've ever heard them before, I go and I'm just like an instant fan. He has amazing taste in music. So the crux, look him up. Go see him Thursday. Starts at 5 p.m. And then
all ages.
Yeah, it's all ages at the museum. It's really cool on the rooftop. And then Saturday, I do want to give a quick shout out. I threw a show Sunday night. Well, I guess it was last night with Micah Schnabel and – or Schnabel. I always say his name wrong. And Vanessa Jean Speckman. And it was fucking magical at Noble Pie. So thank you, Ryan, for helping bring that show to
so
Reno.
Cool.
Next Saturday, so the 9th, Saturday the 9th, is their anniversary party, I think. 10 years in Midtown.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah.
So go check them out. It's also a fundraiser for a few art cars for Burning Man and a few nonprofits they're donating to. So go check them out. Have some pizza, party. They're blocking off the whole street. There's going to be vendors. There's going to be, you know, whatever, booze and
nice
bands and art cars and whatever. That's pretty much all I've got.
I've got some I want to talk about. Couple legendary bands are playing in Reno for free, Hot August Nights, however you feel about that, blah, blah, blah. But right here on the corner of Virginia and McCarran, they have a stage set up, and Friday night, Tower of Power is playing for free.
Wow.
You can hear it from Rick's front yard.
It's still going this Friday?
It's like my dad's favorite.
Oh, yeah, I thought it was over
it's, it's just getting cranked up now. Okay, it's going through this weekend. Saturday night, the Commodores are playing there, too. So
these
are,
really?
Like, seriously fucking legendary
okay,
bands.
They're alive. Where's the stage?
Yeah. Where it's right on the corner of Virginia and McCarran.
Jay's up
like right. There's like where Comstock goes down where we would normally come up here, except they have it blocked off because of Hot August Nights.
There's
down
a stage, parking lot.
There's a stage set up right on that corner. And yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
So.
Will Lionel Richie be there?
I doubt it.
I'll Uber. I'll just Uber down. Yeah, just
you
Uber
can.
Down. Don't park. That's,
yeah.
that's
you don't
that's
have to park, but if you
want to
park, they have a ton of parking up here at UNR.
Oh,
it's
okay.
They got all the parking garages. I mean, there's a ton of parking.
That's like my biggest irk. Like when I try to go to an event, like during Hot August Nights, it's like, I mean, oh my God, you can't park anywhere.
They got the
it
big,
takes forever to get
the big
there.
Garage right by the football stadium has a ton of parking.
I still just Uber.
Yeah.
Uber
you
down,
can.
See the Commodores.
I recommend doing that because I'm
then you don't have to walk.
I'm going
to
be driving. I'll be dropping people off and picking them up from there.
You're not going to go see them?
No. Not I would like to. We'll see. I do got to. Earn some money.
We got to pay the bills.
Yep.
We got to work. It's okay.
Yep. But I love Tower of Power.
And that's Saturday?
Night.
Can we
that's Friday and Saturday?
Friday night, yep. And there's bands playing every night there, but those two bands are two, like, great bands.
Can we call you directly for a ride?
No. Nope, they can't do that because it's the system set up to prevent stalking and things. Like, if you could just pick your driver, you would, like, be able to, like, I like that chick.
Fair.
I'm going to have her be my driver every time.
Right. Well, cause
I mean, we could just call you
like
and
that,
just give
because that never happens.
Well, maybe.
The taxi system.
If I'm not busy.
But, no, I haven't actually frequently.
But you just got it's kind of luck of the draw.
Yeah. Aww. I have happened to not ever get you, Chewy.
No. I've driven Carlos 20
one
times.
Day. Really?
Yeah.
Dude.
All the time.
Damn. One of these days, I'll hit the jackpot.
I didn't drive for 4 months, and then the first day I did, he was one of my first rides.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yep.
Thank you for helping Carlos out.
You're welcome. All right. So right that's what I'm talking about is seeing those two great bands for free at UNR.
Awesome.
Very cool. And me and Rory are going to be working real hard for the One Ton Dooley 10-year anniversary show. It's also Spike, our guitar player's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
So,
happy birthday.
It's going to be a party. And we got August 23rd. It's a Saturday.
Going to be kick-ass.
Californos from Sacramento
are
coming.
Mike Blanchard and the Californios.
Dude from the Tattooed Love Dogs, if you remember that. From the 90s, if you're around for that. Triflin' Bitches, Breckley Durham, and me will all be playing.
Oh, hell yeah.
And it's a low-dose show, $7. 21 plus at the Cellar Stage at Alturas.
That's a bargain.
August 23rd.
Damn.
Nice.
Oh, I got a special announcement, but I'll save that for next week about my other band and some cool stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, we
you'll
got
have to tell us after.
We've
we
got
to
some.
Know first.
Yeah, I'll tell you guys.
We've
after
got
the
some
show.
One Ton Dooley announcements coming up on the horizon that I look forward to
sharing
with you.
Absolutely.
But not yet.
It's
not
a good
yet.
Year for for Nick Band recordings, man. I still got a couple more Glitter Bats to come out, the One Tin Dooley album, the Roxy Colley album. This is all coming out this year.
Nice. I'm so stressed out.
Like in the next few months.
I know.
All right.
Got it.
Mix it. Master it.
You got this.
Obey your master.
That's what I need.
Nosebone, do you got any shout outs you want to do before we say goodbye? You're going to play
any
a song
cool things
for
that you know that are happening that you would like to draw people's attention to?
I've been really into nachos lately.
Very cool. Where at?
What kind?
7-Eleven nachos?
Right.
Betos?
There's actually a place that you can get them at on California next to the CVS called La Estación or something.
Oh, yeah.
And they have all those yummy treats.
Okay.
I think like I'd like to give them a shout out.
All right. Yeah. Not sponsored by the station, but if you'd
local
like to.
Local business.
I ate nachos at Roller Kingdom yesterday. I went roller skating.
Oh.
And
were they just like you remember?
Good.
Do you often?
Yes. Yeah.
Do you go roller skating often?
But, no, I've been two times in the last 10 years. And I kicked ass. It was cool.
All right.
I
mean,
how are the nachos?
I didn't actually. But, well, they season the tortilla chips now, which is weird.
Whoa.
They're like Dorito seasoning or something.
Mm.
It's good.
And then
I'm judging
the plastic cheese.
Yeah, and we sprinkled jalapeno juice on it. It was good.
I'm definitely not going to go to the station, but I'm definitely going to DoorDash the station nachos at some point this week.
We give a shout out to the Reno Aces. They have nachos. It's $18, but the nachos are like it's a batting helmet full of the best nachos you've ever had.
It's an actual batting helmet?
And you get like pulled pork on top of it.
Yeah, and it's, kind of, yeah, it's, like three and it's a big glob of cream cheese and all this great flavor jalapenos and everything.
Has the batting helmet been worn before?
No, but you get to keep the batting helmet. So it's
and
a
you
souvenir.
Could wear it.
It's a souvenir from the game. It's a full batting helmet full of nachos that are delicious. So
I don't know why that sounds good.
It
but
is.
Also very, very bad. I don't.
Well, you can't it's put good. It down until you
it'll
finish eating
it'll feed a family
it.
Of three. It's oh, okay. like it's worth the $18, I think.
Yeah. And
that's
really
pretty good for a baseball price.
Yeah,
for
yeah
a
ball that's game, actually yeah. not that bad.
Grateful Gardens has incredible vegan nachos.
Vegan nachos. There, see, we got everybody covered.
There you go.
All right.
Props to the nacho makers in town.
Amen.
I'm going to have some nachos tonight. I'm going to make it happen. Jim Boys is right down the street from my house.
I feel like nachos tonight.
This episode brought to you by Nachos.
God bless you, nachos.
Also, we should do a shout out to The Fix. It's a really good place to get falafels.
So good.
Delicious punk rock owned restaurant on in West Street Market.
West Street Market,
ooh,
yeah.
Which is on
so
West Street.
Please keep them in business.
They're, yeah, because I need
good
that place to stay open forever. It's so
it's
good.
It's really good, too.
God. Oh
and they
my
have
God.
Tater tots, too.
Their steak,
oh, man.
Ooh, their steak and potato burrito is one of the greatest things ever made.
Love steak and potato burritos.
Yeah.
It's all vegan, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Every single thing in that place
taste.
Is vegan.
It doesn't taste like it. I know. It's so good.
No, you would never know.
Vegan's actually amazing. A really good flavor food.
Yeah, no, it's, I'm not saying vegan food is bad, but it's
as long
like,
as they're not
yeah.
trying to
it's
make
kind of
it.
Very
like, they
similar.
Really do. They have to like go the extra yard with the flavor because they don't have the protein.
Right.
As long as they're not trying to make it look like an animal.
Yeah,
but they
we
do.
The white crunchies of the podcast.
It's a goose.
Going to bring that conversation all the way
back. The white crunchies
around.
Are onions, I'm telling you.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
All right.
Two nachos.
Two nachos. With that, I want to close it out and say for the Reverend Maury Dowd, for Chewbacca, Kim, Dogwater Dick in the back, the Lord Strice who keeps us served on the server.
Behind the scenes ship.
And all the interns, everybody. Patrick, we missed you today. Thanks for coming in and help set up. Nosebone, thank you for being on. We love it. And Mikey, I love you. Life is short. We love you. Thanks for listening.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass. Keep it to me straight and
A dream world beckons. Reality is left behind.
Dogwater Studios.
Anything wrong with that take, Your Majesty?
No.